they are all kind of different jobs. They represent 38 branches of industry, so you find them almost everywhere. And usually either they are performed during night or other different times, but they can also then be considered heavy. Some of them, of course, with modern standards, it is a little bit difficult to understand why they as such are dangerous or harmful for women. And actually, the ILO, International Labour Organization, has had quite a long debate with Russia regarding this list. They have argued that the list is extensive and overprotective, so to speak.
Could you tell us what some of those jobs are?
We haven't studied them in detail, but I mean, they are, for instance, they are all kinds of jobs which now had to do with navigation and performing jobs on this boat. And when we then studied what was the more specific background or reason, it was referred to the noise, that these were noisy places. But of course, you can have some discussions on what is then the impact on the reproductive health of women.
And what were CEDAW's findings in relation to this particular case?
Our finding was first that this blanket prohibition, which actually they have opened in Russia a kind of leeway. They say that if the employer can guarantee that a listed job is safe, you can hire a woman to jobs on this list. And that has been the defense from the Russian government for keeping up the system. But it's clearly so that employers don't want to take the risk, and there seems to be quite strong stereotypical thinking, which indicates that there are some jobs which women should not perform, and it seems that this list is much more extensive compared with other countries when you can have some restrictions in order to protect maternity and provide special conditions for pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers.
These restrictions apply across the board to women, whether or not they are in fact pregnant or even want to have children. Is that correct?
Yes, they apply directly to all women. It's just the sex which is the determinant here. And in this case, we did not receive from the Russian government any really evidence that there had been a scientific study that this position as a helmsperson, motorist, that actually would have been harmful. It was just seen as something self-evident since the job was on the list. It was self-evident that then it must be dangerous.
And Mr. Brun, is CEDAW making any recommendations to the Russian government or asking for any action from them?
We have quite a strong recommendation that really the articles in the Labour Code, which puts up the framework for this list, should be revised. And then this list should be reduced, and there should be a real evaluation in order to make sure that any list can only apply to situations where there is a strict protection of maternity and where there are need to provide special conditions for pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers. Then we also recommended that actually the state party under the CEDAW Convention has an obligation also to actually promote and facilitate the entry of women into these jobs by improving working conditions and by adopting temporary special measures to encourage women to recruit to such jobs. So there is not only the obligation of not to discriminate, but really the obligation to promote women's positions and entrance into these kinds of jobs.